Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Tuesday, 31st March, and the corresponding Islamic date today is 7th of Sha'ban, 1441. Today I wanted to share a very simple yet very important message with you all. In Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes us all to have love and care for one another. This is a very important part of our deen and something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at with a lot of appreciation. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will gather all the people. And after gathering them, He will say that those people who had love for one another because I told you to love one another, not because of anything else. Sometimes we like each other because we have a certain benefit from them. Someone is very clever in class, so we think that if I am nice to them, they will help me with my work. Someone is very rich, so we are nice with them so that they can buy us good things. So sometimes we are close to people because we want something in return. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes us to love one another, care for one another, without wanting anything in return, only to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say that those people who had love for one another, who liked one another, who looked out for one another, only to make me happy, come today, I will give you a very special place under my throne. And Allah will give them a very special place where they will sit very comfortably, and thereafter Allah will enter them into Jannah. So we need to have this quality of loving one another inside us. We need to always look out for each other to the extent that there are certain things we need to keep in mind. The first thing we need to do is if we see a fault in someone, then we should not go out and tell others about that fault. If we really care for someone, we should go and tell them that there is something you are doing wrong. Please do not take it bad, but it is important I tell you so you can become even better than you already are. But it is not something for us to make fun of one another. And in Islam, we do not cause hurt and grief to one another. When we joke and we hurt people, when we say, when we are very cruel to one another, when we make jokes about people, and sometimes we all pick on one person, this is totally unacceptable, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very unhappy with us. So we need to be very careful not to do this. In Islam, liking one another, being nice to each other, it comes to the extent that in one hadith we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even smiling to each other, it is something of an act of worship and liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, do not view any good action as insignificant, as important. Even the act of meeting your brother or sister with a cheerful face. So when we meet each other, if we share a smile with each other and we make each other happy, then there's something very liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we make dua for each other, look how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes us to be nice to each other. He says that a Muslim who makes dua for another Muslim in secret. So a person sits and he makes dua for someone that may Allah make them rich. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them very pious. May Allah give them a lot of good things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them. If someone is sick, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them feel better quickly. So when a person makes this dua, Allah tells an angel that, look, this person is making dua for that person. So now you go and make dua for this person. So for example, if I make dua for my friend, then Allah will tell an angel to make dua for me. So that is how much we need to be nice to each other. So in today's lesson, it is a very simple lesson that we all need to practice upon. Is number one, we need to have love and care for each other. Number two, we should not be cruel to each other. Number three, we should always look out for each other. Number four, we should make sure we share our things with other people. Number five, if we have something, then we should be willing to give that up for someone else, just to make them happy, to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And finally, we should do the smallest things to make a person happy, such as smiling, making dua for them, all of these things, it will not only make them happy, but it will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. We will continue with this lesson tomorrow, another lesson tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon this.